Today's reading is in John chapter 1, starting in verse 19. John chapter 1, verse 19. And this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." So John has given us an introduction about Jesus being from the beginning, who he was, what kind of role he was playing, even from the point of creation. And then he switches over to John the Baptist in verse 19, and he doesn't give us a large amount of information because his focus is on Jesus, that we may believe in Jesus. But this section about John the Baptist is very important in terms of that belief, because John is fulfilling prophecy as well. And that's the point that he makes when he says, "As the prophet Isaiah said," in verse 23. So these priests and Levites have come to John and they're wondering who he is. And you see within this passage that there was some understanding that they were to be looking for someone special. They had looked at the prophecies and understood that there was going to be one who was different than those that came before him. And they thought that might be John. And John knew that. John says that he did not deny but confessed, "I am not the Christ." So he knew they were looking for the Christ. So they are looking for the one who is in prophecy. And then they ask, "Well, are you Elijah?" Well, Elijah's been dead a long time. But there was one who was supposed to come in the spirit of Elijah, and that was John, but he was not Elijah, you know, somehow reincarnated or brought back to life or anything like that. So he says, "I am not." He says, "Are you the prophet?" I think that was pointing back to, you know, the prophecies regarding coming after Moses, another prophet. So that's why they're saying, "Are you the prophet?" He says, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer. You know, we've been sent to find out. We can't go back empty-handed." So he says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." So he goes to prophecy as well and says, "This is what's being fulfilled that you see here now." And so some prophecy is being fulfilled, but we're still waiting for the Christ. So verse 24 and 25, they get into asking, "Okay, well, if you're not any of these things, then why are you baptizing? You know, if you're neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet." But John said, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know." Jesus has not made himself known yet. He has not started his ministry. He has not been public about anything. As far as anybody knows, he is he's just a carpenter's son. He has not stood out by this point yet. And John then says, you know, "This is one who comes after me, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." He recognizes the power, the glory, the honor that should be ascribed to Jesus. And then, of course, in verse 28, John puts a little context to it and said these things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Then you have Jesus coming. And John knows exactly who he is. He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me." So he says, "I came with a purpose of working for and before him." And so John then bears witness, verse 32, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him." And so he had been told beforehand, verse 33, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." It seems that along the way, John needed some reassurances in order to be confident, because all the way back to when they were in the womb, you remember when their mothers came together, neither one of them had been born yet, and John leapt in his mother's womb when he came near to Jesus. So there is some knowledge that's gone on this whole time about who Jesus is, but here and then later on in his ministry when he's imprisoned and he sends his disciples to inquire with Jesus, he needs a little bit of reassurance to know that he is correct. And so he was given this information that when you see the Spirit descend and remain, that is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That is Jesus. So again, John doesn't spend very much time dealing with John the Baptist, but he does include some information so that we can put this picture together and see that Jesus is who he says he is. Other gospel accounts contain some more information about John the Baptist if you're curious about more. But understand that John knew what he was here to do. He didn't have some idea that he was more than he was. He's just a servant. He was just there to do what he was supposed to do. And that wasn't an easy task, nor an easy life. You know, the way he dressed, the diet that he had, the way he lived out in the wilderness, the preaching that he had to do, none of that was an easy task for him to do. But I think that that task is made easier and comforting when he sees Jesus and then he baptizes Jesus, as we see in other gospel accounts. Not that Jesus had a need of repentance, but he did have a need to fulfill those things. We also see that John knows exactly what the role of Jesus is in being the Lamb of God. He is there to take away sins. And so he doesn't see Jesus as just another prophet, the way many Pharisees tend to think of him. He sees Jesus as truly the sacrificial lamb that would fulfill the plan of God that was established before the beginning of creation. Now, in our next reading, we're going to go into Jesus calling the first disciples, and it's possible that some of these men, or maybe even all of them, had been there when Jesus was baptized and hear these things that John stated, and that could be why they followed Jesus so readily when he begins to call them. But we'll discuss that when we get to that reading. I'm not sure how you feel when you read about these things, but when I read about John making these statements and calling Jesus the Lamb of God, I can't help but think about how much the world needs Jesus. Every single one of us, every person that has ever lived, need Jesus, even those that were way before Jesus ever came to this earth. They still needed Jesus. They still needed that plan of God to be fulfilled in order for them to gain the grace of God as well. So that's something to think about. And then to make it personal, you know, I need Jesus. Think about, you know, things that I do, things that I realize that I've sinned in. I need Jesus in order to gain that forgiveness. And without Jesus, I have nothing. I have no hope. And then what is there for me? There's just this short life and there's nothing else. Then the judgment comes and I end up eternally separated from God with no way to overcome that. Jesus is the overcomer. He's the one that brings victory over sin and death. And so today, I pray that God will forgive my sins by the blood of the Lamb. And I pray that I will always be cognizant of that terrible price that was paid in order to bring about forgiveness of sins. Thank you for listening today. I hope that this benefits you and strengthens you as the day goes on. And I pray that God may be with us all.